Okay, we go 5 short Yusuf's Parshas Nitzavim. Slichos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin, Pei Beis, that learning should be in Tzchus of Roshan for Esa Tehila, as Ari El Tzipora, B'Soshin Chesu Soyo, also for Tinuk, Ben Simarez, B'Soshin Chesu Yedib, B'Mazal B'Soshin, so also my father, my great-grandfather, Zyartza, today was Yosef B'Chaskal Levi, Tzchus Yagin Aleinu. First idea comes to us, the Beis Avram of Slonim, Avtem Nitzavim Hayom, Kulchim, Avnei Malashim Melkechem. Says the Beis Avram of Slonim. Hayom, you know, the Zohar tells us, anytime it says Hayom in the Torah, it specifically refers to Rosh Hashanah, but specifically here, it refers to Rosh Hashanah. Hayom refers to Zu Rosh Hashanah. Says the Beis Avram of Slonim, what's the idea for us to realize? Kol echad sarech liskavashe roi lisyatsiv lefanav yisparach. Atev nitzavim hayom. You got to get ready yourself to be standing. You have a court date. You have a due date. You have a judgment date. For hayom, make sure lisyatsiv lefanav yisparach. Make sure your things are in order. Make sure your midos are in order. Make sure your ben adol makom is in order. And what's the number one thing, the way to do that? Attendance of mayom, kulchem lefnei Hashem lekeichem. That every single Jew makes sure to connect himself to Klal Yisrael. You're thinking about other people. You're davening for other people. You're thinking about other people. You're not thinking about yourself or just your family. You're thinking about Klal Yisrael. Thinking about Eretz Yisrael. You're thinking about attendance of mayom. You have to prepare yourself. It's up to be standing for mayom. How do you do that? Kulchem. Think about Klal Yisrael, Achdus. We said this numerous times. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that Elos Ani Ledoid V'Doid Dili, but it's also Ish Lere'eu Matanos L'Avyoinim. Also Rashi Tables of the Pasuk in Gilas Esther. Because we come before we come to their father, the Ima Emes brings down from the Sas Emes. Before we come to Avinu Malkeinu, he wants to see how we treat the family. Family means Klal Yisrael. How are we treating Jews that are different from you? How are we treating Jews that don't sing at Slichos? How are we treating Jews that do sing at Slichos? It doesn't matter. Stop trying to be able to segregate. We have to come together. Kulchem. The whole world is trying to go after us. The New York Times and other things. Stop trying to divide ourselves. The world already hates us. We have to come together. Nitzavim hayom. Prepare yourself. Nitzavim. Says the Beis Avram. How do you do that? Kulchem. By being together. With Achdus, what an incredible idea. And Beis Avram and Slonim, and the Emirates calling the Sas Emes. We have the idea to number two. Moving on now to the second idea. The second idea comes to us from the Sar Shamba Bells, or Shamba Bells. Second and third ideas all on the same Pasuk. Hanistaros la Hashem, Elokeinu v'anigos lanu v'neinu ad olam. That the hidden things are for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the revealed things are for us. Says the Sar Shamba Bells, he connects this idea to something we say in Mustafa Rosh Hashanah, and Zechroinus. Ki zocher kol anishkachos ata. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a zocher kol anishkachos. He remembers all the things that are forgotten. What does that mean? Says the Sar Shamba Bells. Perish Kadosh Baruch Hu zocher maasim toivim shenishkachem itano. He remembers the things that we did bad. He remembers the things that we did good and we forgot. Ulehetach kiviyachol shechech umalam esmash bnei adam zocher nachzigem tovim atzma. Says the Sar Shamba Bells, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the things that we forgot that we did good, as long as we remember the things that we did bad. It works hand in hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers Zohar Kol Neshkachos. Doesn't mean the things that we forgot that we did bad. He remembers the things that we did good. But it goes hand in hand to make sure that someone's got to take ownership of it, right? As the Medrash says, Ki yesh din lamata in din lamala. When there's a din lamata, there's a din downstairs, you're taking care of it in Olam Hazeh, there's no din lamala. Hanistar Shashem Allah Kina Alingus Lon Kilomer, Kiviyacha, Nistar Nishkaka Menu, Eilat Vavshahim Nilan Glaus Lonu. Says the Sar Shamba Bells, when the Zoycha Kanishkachas, Hanistar Shashem Allah Kina, Nistaros refers to the Maisim Tovim, the good things that we forgot throughout the whole year. As long as we're Nigus Lanu Lenu, I don't know, but we're taking care of things down here. As the Medrash says, Kiyesh Jilamata into the Mala, when we're taking care of things down here, there's no din upstairs. This reminds me obviously of the Baal Shem Tov. When it comes to the Zohar and the Arizal, talk about this is the Latat, this is the Le'ilah, talking about different forces. When it comes to our Shalom Kippur Sukkot, it's all about putting our we have to do our best. Says the Baal Shem Tov. The Mishnah says the Pirkei Avos in the second parak in the first Mishnah. You have to know three things that are above you, and you'll never come to sin. A watchful eye, a listening ear, and everything else is written down. Da malama mimcha, says the Baal Shem Tov. Don't just read up what's above you. Da malama, know that what's above you, mimcha, comes from you. Whatever happens to Olam Haba, happens where the Baal Shem is based in, comes from you. You have a connection. Like we said from the Rapture a few weeks ago. Not just in our days we should have the Beis HaMikdash. But with our days. That every single act, every kind deed, every action, every tefillah, every Torah matters. Everything matters. Hanistar Shalashamalakinu does not refer to the Averis, says the Shalashamalakinu. First, the things that are good. as long as we were the ones taking care of that nigel slalan of anenu, where we're making sure to have a real chashban nefesh with ourselves, and to realize that it's all in our hands to be able to make sure so the latat affects the upstairs, so the la'ila. Beautiful idea of Sar Sham of Bells, the Baal Shem Tov. Moving on to idea number 3. Staying with this pasuk, my Rebbe, Rav Baruch Simon Shlita, who just came out with the Imre Baruch on Yom Kippur. You got to get the Rosh Hashanah for sure, and you got to get, it doesn't need my skama, but you got to get Yom Kippur, just came out. Baruch Hashem, he got it in Florida already. Gavat. In the same pasuk, he quotes the great Mincha Salazar, the Munkach Rebbe, and he tells us a very big, very big insight. We know it's a very big midah to have tznias and tznei aleches, mikol kvudel amas melech penima, the pasuk says in Perek Tehillim Mem Hei, that the more something's hidden, the greater and holier it is. But it says sometimes at the end of the day, it's important to be megal as well. Hanistaros misho ove lashem is pepedech nistar vatznei alecha v'mayel lashem lakinu. Sheyuchel adi zeh liyos penis v'gayos. He said, a person has to be able to realize, and you keep everything to yourselves, that could be able to, that could make you a little bit shtukah by gaiva. Right? Shalad is a, he says that also when you do things, you do it and it affects others. You do things by yourself, that's beautiful. But if you were looking to change others, you're looking to shape your Shabbos table, to shape other people around you, not saying you have to flaunt it, but if you're looking to be able to affect other people around you, it's kind of important that they see it and they can model after it. We have to make sure that they see you're davening. They don't just see that, you know, you're flipping through the machzor, see how many pages are left, and then you cut it in half. You have to see you davening with a bren. This is what he quotes from the Arizal. We say at the end of Ashri, Tilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, V'brech Kabbal Seher Hashem Yidaber Pi, V'brech Kabbal Seher Hashem Yidaber Pi, V'peh Davka. When you pull call up with the Rebbeinu V'peh, and you daven V'peh, V'vorech Kabbal Seher Hashem Yidaber Pi, that's going to cause others as well. Says, yeah, it's beautiful to be bitznius sometimes, but it's also important to be able to set the message, to set the tone in your house, to set the tone at Yom Noram. And this story, Slashim, like it was beautiful. When you want to affect others, levaneinu, got to be able to megal it. Got to be megal it. Doesn't mean we'll go to flaunting, but with panemius and with tamimus, with purity. What an incredible idea for the Munkach Rebbe. And from the Arizal, quoted by my Rebbe, Rav Baruch Simon Shlita, and Parshas Kiseitze, beautiful idea in Avodas Hashem. Moving on to idea number 4. Idea number 4 comes to us from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Sichos Yogin Alein, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Dalid. Imi Yeni Dachacha, B'Kseh Hashem, Mishan Gabetzcha Hashem Alakecha. Talking about the mitzvah of tshuva, that even if it's going to be far away from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do try to do a little bit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gather you in. Says the Baal Shem Tov. Sometimes we think that tshuva, it's everything or nothing. It's everything or nothing, says the Baal Shem Tov. That's not the way to look at it. Look in the pasuk. Mzeh she'omer inyeh nidachcha. Peish, she'gam b'shuvah she'yeh nidach. V'shlob shemas. You have your tshuva there. It's not full. It's just a little bit. It's a little bit wayward. It's not full. It's not just. But katzah shemayim. But you do it l'shem shemayim. Misham yigabezach Hashem l'kecha. Kadosh Baruch is going to be able to. I mean, Chazal say you open up the room a little bit to a little bit of a thread, and Kadosh Baruch will make it a ballroom. You do your part. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will do the rest. To be able to realize that it's not all or nothing. Tshuva is not all or nothing. Tshuva is to do what we can. I remember I just said this mice over. It's from Rav David Trink. A guy walked in Aleinu during davening. Someone walks in Aleinu during davening. You're like, no, where were you? Where were you? But Trink didn't say that. He said, thank you for joining us for Aleinu. Because Rav Trink understood. But with a positive word for Aleinu, that's going to affect him to be able to want to come. To come to my, for come the next day by my Tovum, by Baruch HaTorah. So it's the way the Baal Shem Tov to be able to make sure that yet, that's not a tap out to say, a cop out, sorry, that you say you can't do anything. No. But sometimes we think about the tshuva and we think, oh my gosh, no, small steps. That's what the Tzaddik Yaakov Yosef said, the Baal Shem Tov's Rebbe, that student, by the Mizbech, there's a ramp, a little bit at a time. And keves achat asababo, keves hashem tov sabi barabem, a little with consistency, one step at a time. Even the b'kseh shemayim, if you're nidicha, if you're just a little bit b'kseh, b'ksas, so Shem Shemayim, Kadosh Baruch is going to gather you in one step at a time. Beautiful idea for the Baal Shem Tov. Rabbi Trink, moving on to idea number 5. The idea number 5 comes to us from the Sfarno, still talking about the mitzvah of tshuva and Perek Lamed Pasuk Tes. Well, Sicha Hashem Elokecha B'chol Maaseh Yadecha, Kadosh Baruch is blessed with great things. B'ri Binecha, B'ri Hamtecha, B'ri Ad Masal Atov, for your children, for your animals, for all your livestock. Ki Yashuv Hashuv Hashem Asuv Alecha Atov Kasher Sos Al Vasecha. Kadosh Baruch was so happy with you when he was happy with your forefathers. Says the Sfarno, what's the Torah telling us here? The Torah is talking about tshuva, asida, tshuva shlema, tshuva me'ahava. Kasha yashuva suv alecha. The Torah, kisishma k'molshes ha'alavas ha'lobtschus ha'alavas, not because of your fathers, but because like your forefathers. Zem nishatiyat tshuvascha b'chol leva b'chol nefesh as it's farno. When it says sas alvasecha, means that you're not just relying on your parents' tshuva. Yes, there's an inyan of zchus avos. But you know, the Rav Schachter brings down from Poskim, the reason why we say Yisker on Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah Kippur is because there's also a judgment for the Shamas upstairs. When we show that B'chol Leva B'chol Nefesh, we're not just relying on Zechus Avos, but we're doing Tshuva Me'ava, we're all in. But even Shavonos Nechshavim Kizchuyos of Tshuva Me'ava, Tiyadrotz and Lefavik Kemosh Ha'yu Avazecha. Then it's to the bonus Shamas, like, this is what it's all about. Even in the long gus, even after there's been lone of lizim imcha, it's not far from us, and not just somewhere to check. It's the season of tshuva to check. No, b'chol leil b'chol nefesh has this far now. This is what the Tosher Rebbe says. The whole inyan of el is ani l'doid v'doidi li, all being all ani l'doidi. Then if you're all in during el, then v'doidi li, then tisha comes to chesh pasa. I'm going to be all in for you. But I think an insight from Chasam Sofer is going to bring it home. Now we're Chasam Sofer says when it comes to Shabbos. Lo suvara ish b'chol mashosechem. You're not allowed to burn a fire on Shabbos. Says the Chazam Sofer, it doesn't just mean halachically, it also means burning your fire. You can't just show up to Shabbos and expect to be inspired. You can't burn your fire on Shabbos. You can't get lit. You can't get inspired on Shabbos. It happens the 6 days of the week. Mitzvah be'er shas b'Shabbos. If you make sure to be able to work on your neshama so strong and different yinyam when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, then you're going to be yoicha b'Shabbos. Then you'll be yochav Rosh Hashanah. Lo suvarish means you can't build your own fire in Shabbos. You can't expect the fire to come by yourself. You have to make yourself a kli the whole week of fire. And then you can come to Shabbos. So maybe you could say the whole inyan of El is making ourselves a kli to come to Tisha, for fully investing ourselves. Ani the doidi, then the doidi li. The Sasama says, we said this earlier on, that El was Erev Shabbos, El was the 6th month, and Shabbos, Tishrei is the 7th month. What El and Tishrei is Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, but we have to be all in. You can't just show up to Rosh Hashanah. You have to make sure to prepare yourselves spiritually with Torah and Tefillah and Midos and Kedusha and Tahara and everybody on their own level. Let's review these 5 ideas. First idea we said from Rabbi Avram Slomal, Tan Nitzavim Hayom. Nitzavim, you have to get yourself standing, get yourself ready for Hayom. The Zohar says, Hayom referring to Rosh Hashanah. How do you do it? Kulchem, being together, Be'achtus. Making sure that you're caring about every single person. That's what the Imam says. But Fas Emes Elul Ish Lareum Tos Lavyoinim is not just it's pasuk in the Gilas Esther, but it's also a pasuk that teaches of the Avod of Elul. Says this Fas Emes. The Imam quotes it before we come to our Father. Chadash Baruch Hu wants to see how we're treating his children with filth. Patience is love and caring kindness. So Hashem Bavav. The second idea. Hanistras Hashem Lana Nigos Lana Lana Veino Ado Olam. Say Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Zoych Kol Nishkachos. Chadash Baruch Hu remembers all the forgotten. Doesn't mean the Avirus. He remembers the good things as long as we're the ones Hanigos Lana Lana Veino. As long as we're the ones talking about the Avirus. And the Medrash says, when there's a din lamala, there's not a din lamata. When the judgment's down here, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have to. The Baal Shem Tov says, we have effect down here. What happens above, mincha comes from you. Comes from you. Make sure to know that it's in our hands, like the Zerah Kodesh, the Mehair of Yameinu. The third idea, staying with the same pasuk. My Rabbi, Rav Simon Shlita, quotes the Mincha Zalazar. And this Hashem is beautiful to be humble. But when it comes to you want to affect the next generation, when it's got to be you have to model, you have to see. Doesn't mean you have to flaunt, but you have to shift, you have to model. And that's what he says from that reason, Tilas Hashem Daber Pi. You have to praise Hashem. You can't be quiet, but pe. You have to make sure to be Davin, and they have to hear your praising, they have to hear your Shabbos table. Then Vivarach Shem Kobal Sadhu, then everyone else will also praise the Rabbon Hashem as well. Therefore, today you're serving the Baal Shem Tov. As long as you have to do everything. You're from your corner, from your place. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this is Shem Shemaim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to gather that in. You do, like Chazal said, you do your part, the Rabbon Hashem will do the rest. And you walk in Aleinu, like by Rabbi Shank. That calls it, Aleinu, Gevalt. Shuv is not all or nothing. It's not our religion. Do our best, we do our part. That's what Tulda Sakva says by the ramp, one step at a time. And finally, the fifth, the Svarno. So when I says, what are we talking about? Zchus Ovos over here. Paraglam and Pasuk Test. We're not talking about Gula, but basically Zchus Ovos. Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us, Kasher Sosa Ovosecha, that the same way your forefathers did Tshuva Me'ahava, they changed the Gemara, like your Gemara and Yuma tells us, that someone does Tshuva Me'ahava, he changed the once, since you once done on purpose to merits. So too, when you and Kadosh Baruch Hu b'cholev v'chol nefesh, we're doing it all in, then the Baruch Hashem will be happy with us as well to do shiva shiva shlema. I need a doid v'doduli. Tosher Rebbe says, I need a doid. You have to be all in. Then v'doduli, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu Tishrei comes. And that's what the Sfas Hashem says, that erev Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos, that erev Shabbos is El, 6 months, and Shabbos is Tishrei, the 7th month. The Chazam Sofer tells us you can't burn a Sfas in the Rabbi Moshe Wolfson Sefer on Shabbos. You can't burn a fire on Shabbos. What does that mean? You can't burn a fire on yourself on Shabbos. You have to prepare. And then when it comes to Shabbos, then you can be lit. You can be on fire for the Moshe. Same thing Rosh Hashanah. Comes in for any Yontif, any Shabbos, anything holy. In Kedusha B'li Achanah. To make yourself a kli, a receptacle. As Hashem should be zochet to spread love and achtus, to get ourselves ready to spread love with our family. To understand that when the more we do cheshbon down here, the more the Rebbeinu will do his cheshbon up there. To have that balance in our chinuch. But to make sure if we want to affect others, they have to model it. But to understand, as Hashem is brach, tshuva is not all or nothing. To do a little bit at a time. Be all in our tshuva, in our avodas Hashem, as Hashem, do our best, as Hashem.